The Chatham Park Check-In is an exclusive series sponsored by the Preston Development Company on 97.9 The Hill WCHL and chapelboro.com.
Chatham Park is the brainchild of Tim Smith and Julian Bubba Rawl, longtime friends and partners who have developed real estate all over North Carolina. They're now tackling their most ambitious project, a multi-use live, work, play, learn neighborhood of more than 8,000 acres with close to a 30-year build-out. Here's Vanessa Jenkins, Executive Vice President of Preston Development, in a candid conversation with Smith and Rawl.
Thanks, guys, for taking time off your busy schedule to come and tell the local listening audience about Chatham Park, something we've all been working on together since 2005. Before we get into Chatham Park, let's talk about you. Let's introduce you and go over why your careers have led you to this special project that the three of us have been working on together. So let's start with you, Tim. You were born and grew up in Salisbury, and your father was among the founders of Food Town, which is now Food Lion. What led you to real estate from a possible career in the grocery industry?
I came to NC State 67, graduated in 71 in civil engineering, got out and started my own engineering firm, had about 105 employees. That got kind of old, so sold that in 1984 and started doing real estate and still doing real estate today. But I used my engineering background to kind of take a little bit different look at things as far as location, water, sewer, topo, drainage, things that normally a real estate broker would not have that capability. And then I went to look for a Toyota dealership site for Rick Hendricks out of Charlotte. And he zeroed in on a piece on the Buck Jones Road over here in Cary. And I looked it up on the tax map, and it was owned by Rawl Industries. So I phoned Rawl Industries. Bubba answered the phone. Flew down to Greenville, North Carolina, and we had lunch at the Greenville Country Club, and people were saying, congratulations, Bubba, congratulations, all the way in. And he told me he just got back from his honeymoon the week before. You know how long we've been together. We've been married as long as he's been married. And so that's how I met him, and we started doing deals together and been together ever since.
Okay, Bubba, so Tim comes to the partnership with more of an engineering background. You are more of an entrepreneur. You are from Greenville, where in high school you started a screen printing business. It grew into a 30,000 square foot plant that was eventually purchased by Nike and quite a litany of other businesses. Tell us more about that.
In that process, I got engaged with real estate and owning real estate, building buildings and constructing my own buildings and finding sites and working through the entitlement process in various Eastern North Carolina towns and different states. So that's how I got involved. Actually, the piece that Tim got hooked up with me on was a residual piece I had, and it's where he wanted to do the Toyota store.
Tim, we'd like to learn a little bit more about how you got into the real estate business in North Carolina. You started out with your own engineering company, and you also had an aerial photography company. But the best imaginable partner was on the ground just a few miles away from you. So how did someone like Jim Goodnight find you and the piece of land you owned?
I did a development called Woodfield Office Park out on I-40 out from Harrison Avenue in Cary. I had an engineering office there and had 20, 30 acres of lots. And Jim called me up one day and said, I'd like to buy one of your lots. Come down here at NC State and meet me. So I went down and met him. And he said, I want to buy one of your lots for my computer company, SAS. Sure, I sold him one lot. Then he bought another one. I sold him two, sold him three, sold him four. Finally, I sold him the whole office park. And he and I were friends. He liked what we did, and he liked our style, and so Chatham Park was just another project in the middle of all this transition. We've got marinas. We got land down in Beaufort, North Carolina. We got land scattered all over Wilmington, and he's been a really good partner. We meet with him several times a year, and he visits our sites, and he likes real estate, and for some reason, he likes Bubba, and I don't know why.
So, Bubba, what developed from the chance phone call from Jim to Tim sounds more like a friendship than a partnership. Bubba, you know why the Goodnights like you and Tim.
Well, we got along great and still do. He and his wife have been delightful to be involved with over the last 30 plus years. He enjoys the real estate game and in his big pie of assets. We're just a small sliver, but I think he enjoys being a part of creating something that he's proud of, and all of the projects that we've been involved in, he's proud to have associated with our development team.
This has been the Chatham Park Check-In, also archived in the Town Square section of chapelboro.com and on chathampark.com.